months, we've been incredibly lucky to have spoken with many doctors, scientists and researchers from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. And during this time, they've responded and spoken on all kinds of topics around COVID that we've thrown at them. We've asked questions from you. We've asked our own questions. And they've come straight back with the facts, with the answers and the facts, which is so important. The experts from the school have cared for people on the front line, and they've worked on vaccines, treatments and tests here in Merseyside since this whole thing started. But it hasn't stopped. Of course, it's just a little different, but the fight does go on. Dr. Emily Adams is Senior Lecturer in Diagnostics for Infectious Diseases and is with us now. Dr. Emily, morning to you. Thanks for being with us again.
Hi, yeah, welcome.
The last time we spoke, you talked about a saliva test opposed to the great big cotton buds up the nose test that we've been used to and that we've seen. How's that going? Have we moved along with that?
Sure, we have a little bit, yeah. So there's more evidence being gathered every day in the UK and further afield to say that saliva is a good alternative sample type to the swabs that we're using at the moment. And the 90-minute test that Rachel spoke to you about the other day, one of those is based on saliva and a swab. Mm. So there's a little bit more traction in that area. So it's exciting.
You've started a COVID-19 household study now. What does that involve? How different is that going to be?
So this is quite an exciting and real Merseyside-led project. So we're working with the University of Liverpool and LSTM together on this project where we want to look at transmission in Merseyside. So it's really nice. We want to recruit 1,000 people in the Merseyside area, so from about 300-odd households. And we want to see what's happening at the moment. You know, we know that transmission has gone down, but we might expect some transmission to bubble along, and you know, we've already seen little hotspot areas in Prince's Park, for example. So this is a study looking at transmission across the city. We're looking for recruits. So this is a bit of a marketing drive for myself this morning to see if any of your really kind listeners, I know they're extremely responsive in the past, would like to help us gather this information. So we are looking for multiple occupancy households, because then we can look at transmission. And we'd like to, you know, look at some of our new diagnostic tests, some of the antibody tests we've spoken to you about in the past. We'd like to, unfortunately, use the swab still, but look over 12 weeks about if that person becomes infected, if that spreads to anyone else in the household, and what the factors are for the spread. You know, is there anything that ignites the spread or controls the spread? Can we understand a little bit more about household transmission?
You mentioned earlier on that transmission rates are down. I mean, they're bubbling in some places, as you said, and you mentioned the Princess Park spike as well, which the council and everybody involved quell that really quickly with the help of the people who live there too. Are these transmission rates coming down simply because we've started to get it now? We're washing our hands, we're using, you know, most people. You can't get everybody to social distance. It's just not going to happen. But most people are social distancing. We're more aware of COVID and how it does spread. Is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, this has impacted every one of us, hasn't it? And we've all made major changes to our lives that I don't think we ever expected to have to make. And so, you know, transmission was really high in March and April, and it's come right down because of lockdown. And then all these increased measures that we have, masks, social distancing, less people going in and out on public transport and in the offices. So we're really getting our heads around it. And, you know, what we want to do is avoid that second wave coming up in the autumn. So this project will take place sort of between now and Christmas. So we'll capture all that information in the next sort of 3 months. And so you know...
Sorry, I was just going to say, no. So if somebody steps forward from a multiple occupancy house, if you like, if they step forward, say if it was me, for example, and I come and see you and I say, I believe that you want recruits, what do you do to me? is the question. What happens?
Yeah, so we're looking at households of, you know, 2, 3, 4 people.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to enrol, then there's a little website, a page on the LSTM website, the call for volunteers. We'll have our research nurses come to your house. So they've got PPE and everything. It's very safe. They're really kind, lovely people. And what they'll do on that initial survey or that initial visit, they'll sort of ask a survey about your situation, your life, your transmission risk. We'll take a swab sample from the nose and a sort of straightforward blood sample. So it's pretty painless. Mm. I know people will be a little bit worried about that, but it's really simple, and we've had really good feedback about our teams. And then we will, over that 12-week period, you would simply just do a nose swab yourself once a week and send it in. And if anyone's positive over that time, then we can sort of send a reactive test out, and we'll collect saliva and some of the other sort of immunological markers, to look at you in more detail and your family. So hopefully this would make that family feel a little bit safer. Being enrolled in a study is always, makes you feel a bit more special, and really interesting data. And we're also looking at the sort of social cultural aspects of this. So how has it affected you, your household, your income, your social life? There is so much interesting things to come out of this, we hope.
And of course, without people stepping forward, and as you mentioned before, when we've done appeals in the past, the response has been really good. Without people stepping forward, you just can't do what you do best.
No, exactly. So we've recruited about 100 households so far. Our target is 300 over the next 4 or 5 weeks. So we're really hopeful that, by coming on your programme, appealing to your listeners and just getting the word out there. And this is a disease that, as I say, impacted us all. And so I really hope that people find this sort of an exciting and interesting project to be a part of.
So you go on the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine website, and it's there. You just click on it, and recruitment, how you can help, and it's all prominent there. You'll be able to go for that. Dr. Emily, thanks thanks for mentioning Christmas. I have to mention that as well and get that out of the way. But thanks for coming on to the programme this morning. Thank you.
August, that wasn't bad.
Well, it started for some earlier than that. But thanks for talking to us, Dr. Emily Adams, Senior Lecturer in Diagnostics for Infectious Diseases. And as I say, Emily and her colleagues have helped us immensely over the past 4 or 5 months.